Many of you are probably listening to us in your car, and in North Texas, that means you're probably stuck in traffic. But where are the worst of the worst traffic spots? KERA's Eric Austin joins me to talk traffic. Which highway is the worst in Texas?
Well, probably the one you're on right now, right? Seriously, though, Interstate 35 in Austin is probably the worst of the worst. I-35 in the capital city is considered the most congested road in Texas. Specifically, we're talking about the stretch that goes by UT Austin and downtown. Now, that's according to the Texas A&M Transportation Institute. And that group crunched a bunch of traffic data and issued a list of the 100 most congested roadways in Texas.
And let me guess, there are a few North Texas highways at the top of that list.
But of course, Interstate 35 doesn't do well in Dallas either. It's the fifth most congested chunk of highway in the state.
Wow.
Specifically, we're talking about Stemmons Freeway from State Highway 183 in Irving down to Interstate 30 in downtown Dallas. Elsewhere in Dallas County, LBJ Freeway is bad news. It's number 7 on this list, specifically from Interstate 35 over to Central Expressway.
And traffic can't be much better in Fort Worth.
It sure is not. The sixth worst congested highway in Texas is over in Tarrant County. It's Interstate 35W from US 287 in downtown Fort Worth up to 28th Street. Number 9 is also in Tarrant County and also a chunk of Interstate 35W. For the record, 9 of the 25 most congested roads in the state are in Dallas County and 2 are in Tarrant.
Now, how is it in the outlying suburbs?
Well, it's a bit better up to the north. Denton County takes the number 27 spot with, you guessed it, Interstate 35 from State Highway 121 down to LBJ Freeway back in Dallas County. And over in Collin County, Collin makes an appearance at number 44 on this list. That's US Highway 75 from US 380 to the Sam Rayburn Tollway.
Now, you've also looked at a national traffic report. How does Texas fare nationally?
There's a group called the American Highway Users Alliance, and it examined traffic bottlenecks. Federal officials say recurring bottlenecks account for 40% of road delays. That's more than accidents, weather, and construction. That stretch of Interstate 35 in Austin that we talked about earlier, well, it's considered the 10th worst bottleneck in the country.
Wow.
Worse than several spots in LA and New York. And in Dallas, Woodall Rogers Freeway ranks as the 27th worst bottleneck in the country.
So I'm sure a bunch of our listeners are wondering right now, is there any hope for improving Texas roads, Eric?
Very good question. Maybe if we all just stayed off the roads. But in November, Texas voters approved Proposition 7. That will potentially provide at least $2.5 billion a year for roads. The money comes from some sales taxes, and it cannot be used for toll projects. There are more and more people coming to Texas, and those folks are driving, but you can't build roads fast enough to keep up with this population boom. The Texas A&M Transportation Institute says the number of registered vehicles in Texas has skyrocketed by 172% over the past 40 years, while highway space has grown by only 19%. But some say you can improve roads without a ton of money. American Highway Users Alliance says design standards can help. They include fixing curves so they aren't so tight and repaving and restriping surfaces. Some stuff to think about as you fight traffic today and every day.
KERA's Eric Austin. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Justin.